Section 4, The Best of Both Worlds, Military and Civilian Aviation, 1910 to 1921. Behind the Blériot and the large mural wall is a small gallery highlighting the history of the airfield at the time of the Army Aviation School, including the thriving civilian aviation that began after Wilbur Wright left. The display cases highlight collections associated with some of the most significant achievements and individuals associated with this field. The Army Aviation School saw many aviation firsts in its short life, including the first testing of a bomb sight from an airplane in 1911 and the first firing of a machine gun, like the Lewis gun shown here, from an airplane in 1912. Others, such as the first enlisted man to die in a plane crash, served as reminders that we still had much to learn about flight. A friend of Corporal Frank Scott, who died in a crash along with new pilot Lieutenant Lewis Rockwell, recorded Scott's death and burial at Arlington National Cemetery in his diary. Both men had airfields named in their honor. In early 1910, the Rex Smith Aeroplane Company, along with other civilian airplane companies, set up shop at the field. Companies like the National Aviation Company and the Washington Aviation Company provided services for Curtiss, Wright, and Blériot aircraft, as well as working on their own designs and projects. In 1918, College Park Airfield was chosen by the United States Post Office Department as the location for the very first postal airmail service route in the nation. Max Miller flew the inaugural flight of the Washington-New York route that took place on August 12, 1918. On the far wall is a scene depicting actor Douglas Fairbanks Sr., who in 1918 sent himself as an airmail package from College Park to promote the fledgling service and to raise money for Liberty Bonds. In 1919, a hangar was built for the growing airmail service, along with a compass rose, a directional feature on the ground that aided pilots in setting their compasses. Both still exist today and are visible in the historic area of the airport, close to the railroad tracks. Airmail service at College Park Airport was discontinued in 1921 with the opening of the New York-California route. In 1926, all airmail operations were given to private businesses to increase efficiency.